When Kate and Gervaise founded Health and Her in 2019, they set out to transform menopause care. Through Barclays Eagle Labs, they gained specialist industry and business expertise, with support and training for the whole team. But the story doesn't end here, because Health and Her are only just getting started, selling at major UK retailers and making a real difference to thousands of lives. Grow your business. Bank on Barclays. Search Barclays Business Banking.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, October 25th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Elon Musk, the billionaire head of companies including Tesla and SpaceX, has been in regular contact with Russian President Vladimir Putin since late 2022. The discussions touch on personal topics, business, and geopolitical tensions. They were confirmed by several current and former U.S., European, and Russian officials. Putin asked Musk at one point to avoid activating his Starlink satellite internet service over Taiwan as a favor to Chinese leader Xi Jinping, two people briefed on the request said. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said at a Semaphore conference today that the revelations about the secret conversations were, quote, concerning and should be investigated. Musk didn't respond to requests for comment, but responded derisively to the story on X without denying it. A spokesman for SpaceX didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. A Kremlin spokesman said Putin and Musk had only one telephone call, and neither Putin nor Kremlin officials had regular conversations with Musk. The federal government is investigating cryptocurrency company Tether for possible violations of sanctions and anti-money laundering rules. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The company's digital currency, also called Tether, is the world's most traded cryptocurrency, with as much as $190 billion changing hands each day. A criminal investigation from the U.S. Attorney's Office is looking at whether the cryptocurrency has been used by third parties to fund illegal activities, like the drug trade, terrorism, and hacking, or for laundering the proceeds generated by those activities. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department has been considering sanctioning the company because of the widespread use of its crypto by individuals and groups sanctioned by the U.S. Tether said it had no indication the company is facing a broader investigation and that it works with U.S. and international law enforcement to combat illicit activity. And Boeing is exploring the sale of its storied NASA business, including the troubled Starliner space vehicle and operations that support the International Space Station, people familiar with the matter say. The effort is still at an early stage and might not result in a deal. The company is facing a deepening financial crisis. Its largest labor union remains on strike, which has halted most of its airplane production, while delays and cost overruns have hobbled space and defense projects. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.